Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I am starting late today, like hours late, because a lot of stuff comes up at work. And unfortunately, the podcast is not number one on my to-do list every morning. I wish it were, but hey, there's some exciting stuff happening. Hopefully, you'll hear about it next year, and when you do, you'll be like, oh, that's what that guy was working on. That's really exciting. So there, we have that. I'm happy. You should be too. So let's talk about movies. Last week at the box office, Machete Kills was robbed because Gravity repeated at the box office number one with $43.2 million. It was followed by Captain Phillips, $25.7 million, which I'm assuming wasn't that much fun. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, $13.8 million. That was probably fun. Machete Kills, $3.8 million. That movie was awesome. Everyone who tells you otherwise is wrong. It was number four. Should have been number one. You should have seen it. If you like Star Wars and you like Moonraker, you should have seen it. Don't ask me why, just go see it. And Runner Runner rounded out the top five, tied at number four with Machete Kills at $3.8 million, which is wrong because Machete Kills was better. New this week, Carrie, Escape Plan, The Fifth Estate, 12 Years a Slave, and other movies in limited release. And if you didn't see Machete Kills, you are wrong. If you don't see it this weekend, you continue to be wrong. In the news, Bill Watterson of Calvin and Hobbes fame gave an interview to Mental Floss magazine. Excerpts appear online, and I might actually have to go out and buy the magazine so I can read it, because I want to, and because what I saw looked really cool. Guillermo del Toro claims to be working on the Pacific Rim 2 sequel, so hey, nice! If nothing else, it'll help move some DVDs. And toys, which are doing well, you can order the toys from Entertainment Earth, and you should. Why shouldn't you? Vince Gilligan confirms Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul will appear briefly in the Breaking Bad spinoff Better Call Saul next year. Hooray, Bob Odenkirk! I'm a big Mr. Show fan. A Hot Wheels movie is in development with director Simon Crane and writer Paul Attanzio. Let's go with that as a correct pronunciation. I don't really know how to say it. Sorry, Paul. Apparently it has to do with a washed-up state trooper chasing some criminal stuff. I don't understand this at all. A Hot Wheels movie should be like Cannonball Run meets Wacky Races. I think that would be right. Everybody knows that. I mean, I've got a neat little Hot Wheels collection here. I have this car in front of me called the Evil Weevil. It looks like a scorpion. I want to see that. I don't care about state troopers or redemption. I want to see this. Here we go. It's the Vampire. It's a demon car, or the cool combi. You know, it's a Volkswagen that just stopped being produced this year in South America. It's like a minibus. This would make a much more exciting movie. I want crazy people driving around in equally crazy cars, stunt cast to high heaven. Like, give it to Robert Rodriguez, right? Because he can get like Lady Gaga on board and all the other stuff, and it's gonna be fantastic. And you're gonna sit there with a big dumb smile on your face and have the best time in your life. This isn't going to be nearly as fun. And a Hot Wheels movie should be nothing, if not the most fun you've ever had in your entire life. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Christmas in July is so quaint. So I would say, let's do Christmas in October for this week's sale. Buy one, get one half off Kurt S. Adler holiday items. This includes Christmas stockings, Christmas ornaments, Yoda statues and Santa hats, and giant things you put on your lawn that light up and scare away demons or something. I don't know. Maybe they do. It sounds reasonable. So we have those, and we have like 100 of them, and there's Kiss ornaments and Hello Kitty stuff, and it's pretty cool. We also have a buy one, get one half off Lego, and other exciting offers, including free shipping, so check those out on Entertainment Earth now-ish. Alrighty, let's go into toy news. Mattel's DC 4-inch line is moving along swimmingly, moving from video games to movies. We saw some pictures of Batman and Superman movie figures. No Joker yet, but we've got Zod and Superman from the Christopher Reeve era, and Batman Returns, Catwoman, Penguin, and Batman with a variant Bruce Wayne head that looks so good, like Michael Keaton. It's painful, because I remember back in like 90, and they're talking about, oh, there's this great Toy Biz Batman figure, and this one looks more like Michael Keaton, but this one's got a rounded face. They all sucked. This is amazing. It looks just like him. Like, you could make a custom Beetlejuice off of this if you really, really wanted to. And I think Mattel should. I'm going to put that out there. I think that's a good thing. I don't do a lot of DC collecting myself. I mean, I have a limited number of comic figures. I like them a lot. But what I really love are their TV and movie ones. Especially the 1966 Batman line. I love that to pieces. And if I can get the Tim Burton stuff, oh man, I'm totally in. I hope they do TV Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, and just keep this going, because why wouldn't I be? It's a big piece of American pop culture and comic book superhero stuff. Win-win. Oh, pre-orders aren't up yet, so don't worry about that. These are probably going to be in Wave 2. You can pre-order Wave 1 at Entertainment Earth right now, and they're Arkham game-based figures, and they're pretty sweet, too. The Mr. Freeze, oh man, that's really cool. And the Batman's nice, and the other guys are good. But I really, really want Mr. Freeze and Batman myself. That's a hint. If anyone's listening for Mattel, those send them here. That would be great. What else we got? Hot Wheels. The Volkswagen Beetle, Herbie the Love Bug, will be in the basic Hot Wheels Mix B, which should be out in a couple of weeks. We have pre-orders up for that on our website right now. I've picked up some new guys from Mix A, including the Jetsons car, which is awesome, and the new Fig Rig. And I see there's a new bumper car. I haven't picked that up yet. But it's a good time to do Hot Wheels. If you're not doing Hot Wheels, you should. I mean, I wouldn't ordinarily say that. I'm not a car guy, per se. But as action toys go, it's an area, I think I mentioned before, I basically neglected for years. I'd pick up one car every 2-3 years, a Batmobile, a DeLorean, Ecto-1. But there's a lot of really cool stuff. I could use more. Who couldn't? But if you have the opportunity, I'd recommend picking up one or two and then order some cases from us because, hey, you want a whole case? Where else are you going to get a whole unmolested Hot Wheels case? I honestly don't know, and I'm not going to name any competitors if I did know, but I think buying of Entertainment Earth would be a grand idea. Also, we have new pre-orders going up this week for the Star Wars Mara Jade Bishoujo. Someone needs to correct me on this. It's a new statue from Kotobukiya. And it's Mara Jade. That's really all that matters. We also re-put up the Breaking Bad Walter White Previews exclusive blue hazmat suit action figure. That'll be coming out next year. If you missed it, here's your chance. Also, we put up DC Comics Designer Series figures, most of which are based on the art of Greg Capullo, including a Batman, a Riddler, and a dude from the Court of Owls. It's a nice lineup. So I highly recommend looking into them. Check them out on our website today. Check out our DC Comics shop. You can see that on the left-hand side of our site, unless it moved. I think it's still there. I'm squinting. I don't see it. I'll get that up there later. But it's a really important thing to check out, along with all of our other stuff. We have a lot of great items, and we're going to have some new deals, maybe starting every day, possibly on Sunday. So you may want to check out our website. Just saying, maybe that's a sneak thing that you know about that hasn't been said anywhere else yet. Don't tell anyone I told you. And that's all I got. So see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on the Facebook and or the Twitter. And you will have a great time. That sounds reasonable. See you next time.